Those annals are the Black Company. While they exist, the company lives. We escaped, and will continue to escape. It is fated. She smiled, amused. I have read your annals, Croker, new and old. I began throwing wood onto the embers of my fire. I was not dreaming. You have them. Till that moment I had silenced guilt with promises to recover them. They were found after the battle. They came to me. I was pleased. You are honest, as historians go. Thank you, I try. Come to Charm. There is a place for you in the tower. You can see the grand canvas from here. I can't. I cannot shield you there. If you stay, you must face what befalls your rebel friends. The Limper commands that campaign. I will not interfere. He is not what he was. You hurt him, and he had to be hurt more to be saved. He has not forgiven you that, Croker. I know. How many times had she used my name? In all our contacts previously, over years, she had used it but once. Don't let him take you. A slight twisted bit of humor rose from somewhere inside me. You are a failure, lady. She was taken aback. Fool that I am, I recorded my romances in the annals. You read them. You know I never characterized you as black. Not, I think, as I would characterize your husband. I suspect an unconsciously sensed truth lies beneath the silliness of those romances. Indeed. I don't think you are black. I think you're just trying. I think that for all the wickedness you've done, part of the child that was remains untainted. A spark remains, and you can't extinguish it. Unchallenged, I became more daring. I think you've selected me as a symbolic sop to that spark. I'm a reclamation project meant to satisfy a hidden streak of decency, the way my friend Raven reclaimed a child who became the White Rose. You read the annals. You know to what depths Raven sank once he concentrated all decency in one cup. Better, perhaps, that he had had none at all. Juniper might still exist. So might he. Juniper was a boil, overdue for lancing. I am not come to be mocked, physician. I will not be made to look weak, even before an audience of one. I started to protest. For I know that this, too, will end up in your annals. She knew me, but then she had had me before the eye. Come to the tower, Croker. I demand no oath. Lady, even the taken bind themselves with deadly oaths. You may remain free. Just do what you do. Heal and record the truth. What you would do anywhere. You have value, not to be wasted out there. Now there was a sentiment with which I could agree wholeheartedly. I would take it back and rub some people's noses in it. Say what? She started to speak. I raised a warning hand. I had spoken to myself, not to her. Was that a footfall? Yes. Something big coming. Something moving slowly, wearily. She sensed it, too. An eye blink and she was gone, her departure sucking something from my mind, so that once more I was not certain I had not dreamed everything, for all that every word remained immutably inscribed.